internet, it's Liv, your favorite podcaster, queer, and chicken. That's right, I'm a chicken. I go buck buck, I swim around, chickens don't swim. I lay eggs, and I kind of fly sometimes when I'm real spooked, and I scare the absolute piss out of children. And welcome to the Irrationally Angry Podcast. This week, I'm going to be talking about eggs, because eggs make me fucking angry. First off, eggs are in every single breakfast food. There's, like, basically your only choices, if it doesn't have eggs in it, are some waffles, some pancakes, some cereal, or some toast. Like, eggs are such a, like, premier breakfast food. Like, it's ridiculous. Why do eggs have to be in everything? And I'm allergic to eggs. So the other day, I went to a place where they said they were offering breakfast. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. There's going to be breakfast there. And my dumbass thought, maybe I don't need to eat breakfast because there's going to be breakfast there. And maybe there won't be stuff with eggs in it. But guess what? Every single thing on that table had eggs in it. And not just like, and so, like, my allergy is I can eat them if they're cooked into things. Like a cake or something like that, that's fine. But if it's just, like, eggs floating around in it, like in a breakfast burrito or an omelet where it's just something encased in egg, then I can't eat it. And all of these things had just eggs floating around in it. There was breakfast gorditas. There were breakfast burritos. Breakfast gorditas are just breakfast burritos, but flat. There was, and that was it. There was two options. There was a breakfast gordita or a breakfast burrito, and they both had bacon, eggs, and cheese in them. Oh, and potatoes. But do you know what I can't eat? Do you know what I didn't get to eat that day? Breakfast, because everything was full of eggs. And, like, this isn't a problem just for people who are allergic to eggs. This is a problem for people who are vegan, and that's about it. And people who are allergic to eggs. Or people who just don't like eggs. But, like, that's their own fucking problem. They can't help that. Sometimes vegans can help that, but I'm not going to make them, like, have a cold. But I'm not going to make them, like, stop being a vegan because there's no food with eggs in it. Maybe they should just have options that don't have eggs in it. It's not that uncommon of a thing for people to not eat eggs. And also, like, it's not only is it on breakfast foods, it's on everything. Like, Burger King's new big thing was like, oh, yep, we put every kind of meat we found in a dumpster out back and some eggs on this hamburger. So, guess what? If you can't eat eggs, you can't have our new Burger King trash burger. I don't know how to speak. It's in quiche. It's like a big dinner thing. No, I can't have quiche. Like, it's awful. I hate everything about it. Eggs also smell like absolute garbage. Like, who thought, like, oh, this thing that just came out of a chicken and it smells awful, I'm gonna eat it. Like, that's, no. That's disgusting, because eggs are just a chicken, period. Eggs are just a chicken, period, because it's the unfertilized gamete of a chicken. And then a male chicken is supposed to come along and fertilize it, but they don't. Instead, we just eat it. We're eating chicken, period. It's disgusting. You don't see girls walking around going like, oh, hey, I'm ovulating. Do you want to come suckle up this blood? It's like, no, that's gross. What if I fried it up and spun it around with some milk? I call it scrambled ovulation. It's like, no! Nobody wants to have scrambled ovulation. If you called it that, nobody would ever eat it. Nobody's like, hey, can I get some pancakes and scrambled ovulation here at IHOP, my favorite place to eat? No, it's scrambled eggs and it's disgusting. And also, who thought it was a good idea to have this super fragile thing be one of the staples of our diet for the morning? Like, it's in a shell, so you think maybe it's going to be tough. No, it's not. You drop that onto a fucking pile of feathers from 3 inches up, and it's going to crack. And it's going to go everywhere, and it's going to get on everything, and everything's going to have just like a thin, shiny coat of awfulness. Because eggs are disgusting. No, this next thing I'm gonna talk about, it's not the egg's fault that this happened, but there was a girl who, to pretend that her chicken was a fucking Jesus God thing, whenever the chicken would lay eggs, she would write a message on it and push it back up the chicken. Stop. No, don't touch that, cat. Okay, well, okay, back. Okay, I'm back. Oh God, the cat. Jesus, hold on 1 second. Okay, I'm back. What was I saying? Right. So the girl put these things back in the chicken so that when people would come over to watch the quote unquote miracles happen, the chicken would lay an egg with things written on it. But guess what? She wrote that on that egg and pushed it back in that chicken and did this over and over again because she's like an awful human. And so she's using eggs as this conduit to torture a chicken and try to get famous. And then she got blown up and didn't, like, she got a huge scandal put on her because she kept fucking putting eggs back into a chicken after trying to make it seem like her chicken was coming from God. Don't even get me fucking started on Easter either, because Easter is whack. Like, you're trying to convince kids that a bunny goes around laying eggs filled with candy? It's first off, you're not contributing in any helpful way. You're convincing kids that bunnies lay eggs when they don't. They give birth to live bunnies. And then to also convince these kids that these eggs are filled with candy is also awful. Because now these kids think, oh, I'm gonna eat an egg and it's full of candy. Oh shit, it tastes like piss. And then not only are you teaching these kids that an e bunny lays eggs filled with candy, this bunny also goes around and hides them all. So the kid's goal is, oh, I'm gonna go find these eggs and steal them and eat its children. Because that's what normal people do. You're encouraging awful behavior from children. You're telling them, like, oh, hey, if you do this, you'll get candy. But, like, someday a kid's gonna rob a bank looking for eggs, and there's not gonna be any eggs or candy. And if they do find eggs, there's not gonna be candy in them. And then they're gonna be pissed. And then they're gonna kill some hostages. I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. If it hasn't already, it's going to within the next 10 years. That's my prophecy for ever. That's my only prophecy. God, this cold's fucking killing me. I also have two new kittens, so they're like climbing around all over the place and fucking with things. So if you're hearing that, if you hear that, that's why. It's the cats just destroying things. I keep having to take them off my laptop. I keep having to get them to stop climbing up the back of my laptop. I have to do all kinds of stuff to keep these cats in order. So you're welcome, my irrational or angry ears. I don't know what the fuck to call you all. The people who listen to this. Geniuses. All my geniuses out there. Like, there's a box on my bed for the cats to get into so that they stop getting on the laptop and they're d attacking it. So if you hear that, that's why. But back on topic, eggs. 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 I mean, eggs are so bad that we used them to insult the big bad in Sonic. We call him Dr. Eggman. His name is Dr. Robotnik, but he's shaped like a giant oval. So everyone just calls him Dr. Eggman. Do you know why? Because eggs are dumb, and we think he is too. He needs to stop putting animals on robots. We need to stop eating eggs and stop perpetuating all of this terrorism that's happening within the world. Because every time you eat an egg, you're committing an act of terrorism. Go out, hand out pamphlets at IHOP, tell everybody that eggs are terrorism. And if they already are a terrorist, tell them that it's patriotic. We gotta stop this. We gotta stop all of this garbage that's happening with eggs. Then there's Kinder Surprise eggs, which are just Easter eggs all year, but instead of being made out of plastic and filled with candy, they're made out of candy and filled with plastic. Whoop whoop, we flippity flopped it on you. Didn't expect that, did you? But they're illegal in the United States, not because kids are dumb and keep choking on them, but because eggs are stupid. If you look up in the law, that's entirely why. Eggs are dumb. That's all it says under. Why are Kinder Surprise eggs banned? And the toys aren't even that good. They're just plastic little shit things that are worse than Legos because Legos are just. That was burp number two. Keep counting. Because they're just really bad chocolate because it's way too sweet, filled with plastic. And you know what? Those kids can't eat them. So it's not only that eggs are dumb, it's that the kids are going to die. The eggs are dumb, the kids are dumb, everyone's dumb. When you add dumb and dumb together, do you know what you get? You get dead. Everyone's going to get dead because of these awful terrorist acts called Kinder Surprise Eggs. Everything that has to do with eggs is terrorism. Easter terrorism, omelets terrorism, quiche terrorism, breakfast burritos terrorism. All of it. We're going to have a revolution. We're going to take down the egg enterprise. The Eggterprise. But yeah, this week's going to be a bit of a shorter episode because there's not very much you can say about eggs without just repeating yourself over and over again. So I'm going to go and call this episode here. Please share this podcast with your family. Please share it with your enemies, your second grade crush, your orthodontist while they're doing whatever it is they orthodont. Tell them orthodont do that. Ortho-do listen to this podcast. Don't tell them I said that because then they'll think I'm dumb. But yes, please, 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 keep listening to this podcast. It's how I only get this podcast out around through word of mouth. So every person you tell is a person you're converting to, defeat the egg lord, and all the other stuff that I have talked about and will talk about in the future. So thank you all for listening. Get angry about stuff, you know. Just keep going, yelling at people, handing out pamphlets at IHOP about how eggs are terrorism, all that sort of stuff. And have a good week.